Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Activists say Syrian troops are moving in on the northern opposition stronghold Jisrat al-Sahour as hundreds of people flee across the border into Turkey. Syrian's authoritarian government is punishing the town for its uprising earlier this week, in which townspeople say more than 100 people were killed by military forces. The government claims it was terrorists who put on military uniforms shooting. But either way, a full assault would sharply escalate the fight between pro-democracy forces and the regime led by President Bashar Assad. Sally Nabil is a reporter for the BBC's Arabic service. And Sally, this has been going on for several days. Today, forces led by President Assad's brother are reportedly encircling the town, and there's talk of tanks besieging the town. What's going on?
Yeah, the talk has been going around for 3 days now that reinforcements are being sent to the city in preparation for a retaliatory attack from the government, because just after the accident where 120 people were killed, the government said that they are going to respond decisively to that.
You call that an accident where 120 people were killed. There's varying accounts, but the people in the opposition say that it was President Assad's forces firing on civilians and troops who wanted to defect to the opposition side. And the government is saying that it's terrorists. I mean, what do we know what it was?
There are always two versions of the story, the official one and the one coming from the protesters' sides. For example, Al Jazeera News Channel today spoke to what they called a defected officer in a phone call. And he said there was a defection in the army and some of the security forces refused to fire at the protesters. And this is why there was a clash between the pro-Assad troops and those who defected and sided with the protesters. This was the cause of the killing of 120 people. The Syrian news agency said they have held a funeral for about 8 security personnel killed, and the number is very little compared to the numbers of victims who have fallen. If you have 120 people killed, how can you have just a funeral for just 8 people? And in Syria in particular, when security personnel are killed, very large funerals are being held.
So that might square with the opposition account that these security forces actually were defecting.
It is still on a small scale, not like the one we're seeing in Libya or in Yemen, for example. Still, Assad holds a firm grip on the army, especially the 4th Brigade headed by his brother Maher al-Assad. And we have to note that Maher al-Assad was one of the people targeted by the EU sanctions.
Well, there's another big story today involving Al Jazeera, yeah. A video that shows that young boy that sparked a lot of the unrest being tortured.
The boy was arrested about a couple of weeks ago with another boy called Hamza al-Khatib, who was also tortured until killed, as activists say. Hamza al-Khatib was 13 years old, and this boy called Samer is 15 years old. They were arrested together close to Daraa. Daraa is the birthplace of the protests against President Bashar al-Assad 3 months ago. His body was maimed, his teeth taken out. The footage shown on Al Jazeera were blurred because they were very shocking to the audience, and Al Jazeera said they cannot independently verify the footage, but it has been sent to them through some opposition groups inside Syria, and they have been calling some relatives of the boy, and they have confirmed the reports that his body was totally mutilated.
So this video is going to obviously incite opposition even more. Just one last question, Sally. The role of Turkey. Many Syrians are fleeing into Turkey. Turkey's prime minister has called on President Assad to allow for peaceful protest. Tell us more about this relationship.
Yeah, and the Prime Minister Erdogan said yesterday he's not going to close the borders in front of refugees, in front of people fleeing violence. And we have to say that Turkey has always been a close ally of Syria. It has mediated in the peace talks between Syria and Israel, for example. It has been a close ally. So Turkey is a country with influence inside Syria. It's an influential partner. And we are not sure if the Syrian regime is going to listen to the Turkish appeals or not. There are sanctions, there are mounting international pressures on President Bashar al-Assad, but so far we have seen nothing but bloodshed.
Sally Nabil, reporter for the BBC's Arabic service, speaking from London. Sally, thanks so much.
Thank you.